A lot of people have knowledge about all kinds of things, but they don't have wisdom. They don't know how to use that knowledge properly so that it has the effect in their lives or the lives of people or their businesses or whatever, because this word is not just talking about spiritual truth, it's also talking about natural direction. What you're doing in your life, wisdom will lead your steps and guide your path, Proverbs says. It causes you to inherit substance, and we've talked about that. The substance is faith, and fill your treasuries. That's what Proverbs says about wisdom. And that direction can be the natural things that you go through every day. You need to know about stuff. It doesn't have to be some great spiritual truth for wisdom to be involved. Wisdom and revelation. Revelation, apocalypsis. And we did talk about that more last week. And again, a revelation is a sudden insight or seeing into something that was not previously known or was secret. It's a realization of something actually that's already there. And just like wisdom, revelation is not just pertaining to spiritual things. You can have a revelation where God will give you the wisdom to direct your path in something that you've been looking at, and then all of a sudden, bam, you see exactly how to go to do it or to fix it or to proceed on. And it can be natural. It doesn't have to be, quote, supernatural, except that it is coming out from God. And what this does is the epignosis, to build upon or build up the knowledge of, and if you look at the text, it's him, that's God. So going through it without stopping, that the Lord, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ may give the Father of the reflection, may give to you a spirit of wisdom and revelation, building up the knowledge of him, building that knowledge in you. You have to have, it just sounds funny when you say it out of the Greek text, you have to have gnosis before you can have epignosis. You have to have some knowledge before you can build upon that knowledge, right? This is a continuing thing. It doesn't stop just because we are, quote, saved, just because we come to know who Jesus is. That's not the end. That's the beginning. And as I was writing the Monday morning high, rehearsing the afterglow from last Sunday, I'm thinking about this part right here. And in what I was writing, I was saying, just encouraging people that we should be expecting to receive this wisdom and the revelation. We should be expecting them every day. And I wrote the words, I said, it's your kingdom, learn how to walk in it. And not unusual, but at that moment, it was as if, now you understand, I'm just now writing this, I'm typing this into a word processor on my computer, right? But as I wrote it, it was like I could hear someone already reading it. And what I heard very plainly was like, it's not my kingdom. You understand? Like I was saying, this is your kingdom. This is your kingdom. Learn how to walk in it. And you could hear somebody go, whoa, it's not my kingdom. No, it is to your kingdom. Immediately, Luke 12:32, fear not, little flock, for it is, and we read, your Father's good pleasure to give to you the kingdom. So if God's giving it to you, whose kingdom is it? Well, it's obviously still his, right? But he's also giving it to you. Well, how does that work? If it's his, how does he give it to us? Let's dig for a moment, okay? Fear not, little flock, for it's your Father's, and the word there's good pleasure. The noun, eudokia, okay? That is properly what is deemed proper or right, okay? Eudokia. The verb, eudokio, would be what God is deeming proper or the right thing to do, right? Okay. What it says, Julie's looking at me in that tone of voice. When I was talking to her the other day, I said, I know that some people don't like it when I, you know, talk about conjugating verbs. But if you want the picture to be crystal clear, you have to do that some. Where it says it is your Father has, and it's past tense, it's a aorist indicative. That's the only verb conjugation in Greek that is absolutely past tense. Okay, got it? So Jesus is looking at these people and saying, your Father already deemed this right and proper. It's already been done. Well, I guess so. Isn't he the lamb slain before the foundation of the world? Jesus is talking to them. Jesus already knows who he is. He knows why he's there, what he's doing there, and what he's going to accomplish. And he's looking at these people and he goes, ah, dear children, little flock, your Father's already deemed this to be right and proper to give you the kingdom. And again, dead of me there. Stay with me, okay? That is an aorist infinitive verb. And my Greek scholars know that the infinitive is inceptive. Get the picture. Are you standing there? Are you looking at Jesus? Are you behind him, watching him speaking out to the people? For some reason, that's usually where I am. I'm like, I'm right there, and he's right there. Excuse me, he's speaking out to the people. Fear not, little flock. God has already deemed it right and proper to begin to give to you the kingdom. Because it was only beginning. Remember, it said that he went out and was preaching, proclaiming the kingdom of God. Yes? Y'all still there? Y'all there? Hello? Okay, thank you. Just want to make sure. Jesus came preaching and teaching the kingdom of God. And he said, the kingdom is right here. Tell them the kingdom of God is near at hand. He said, it's near you, and it shall be